conversion. Okay, so we are, today is the 13th of May, Erev Shavuos. We are on Pasuk. We are in the end of Pasuk Yud Zayin. Last time we finished, I think we finished the entire discussion at that point about whether or not, what her status was. And we went through the various things that Naomi said to her, which generated the responses, wherever you go, I go, where you sleep, I'll sleep, and so forth. And the last one we ended up was, your nation will be my nation. We talked about the fact that Am Yisrael is noted through its observance of the mitzvos, and it's only through the collective Klal Yisrael that all the mitzvos can be observed, those who are in Eretz Yisrael or non Eretz Yisrael, those are kohen, a Levi, a man, a woman, self, and so forth. And that's what we left off with. The rest of that pasuk, Yud Zayin, now comes to teach us a few more things, but we're beyond that issue, finally. And we're talking now about another aspect. She says, now the she now is Rus. Remember, Rus is answering. We don't know, the Gemara gave us some insight, but we don't know precisely what it was that Naomi was saying that was generating these responses. So we had a couple different mefarshim, we kind of figured them out. But now at the end of the last response, Visham Ekover, that again was Rus's response to the fact that if it were to be unlike you, and that I was liable for execution, yes, I understand, I would be buried in one of the grave sites set aside by Beis Din for that purpose. And then she says, Ko yaseh Hashem li v'cho yosif, ki amoves yafrid beini uveinech. Kind of the seal to all of this. What does she really mean here when she starts to tell this? First of all, what is she saying? Was she saying, Ko yaseh Hashem li? Let God do to me v'cho yosif, and may it be that he would continue, because hamoves yafrid beini uveinech, only death will separate us. There's a Gemara in Makos that said when a chacham makes what sounds to be a curse, even if it's a conditional curse, a dependent curse, a woulda, shoulda, coulda, mighta be curse, it comes true. And Rus, in a way, is cursing herself here. How is she doing that? Ko yaseh Hashem li. That which God has done, let him continue to do v'cho yosif, and may he add on to it. Yomar Makos says that kilos chacham afilu al tanai hiba. How do we know this? We know this in the case of Shmuel and Eli. Shmuel and Eli. Dekomar le'eli l'shmuel ko yaseh l'cha elokim. Right, same kind of format here, Koyasa Shemli. Same format. V'cho Yosef, im t'chaim me davar. If our exchange of information, if you're not telling me and I'm not telling, if this discussion doesn't go well, then let God do to me these bad things as well. Goes on to say that v'yagelo Shmuel is called advarim v'lokched menu. There was no problem. Nonetheless, what happened to the sons of Eli? What happens to the sons of Eli? They bad, right? They got that curse. The Navi says, Lo holchu bonav bidrachov. So the very thing that he said, if things don't work out in our interaction, what happened to my sons? Things did work out into their interaction and happened anyway. It happened anyway. The Maharshal mentions, be very careful in those kinds of situations because you know, you don't have complete control of them. Even if you try to make them conditional, you know, al tiftach pel sot, when you put an opportunity for something bad to happen, something bad will happen. So Rus, what happened to her before that was bad? What happened? What was the main thing that happened to her?
Her husband died.
Forget about all this yibum and conversions. The bad thing that happened to her was her husband died, and as a result of her husband died, what happens to her status? A, she's a widow, and B, she's poor. So everything kind of starts to degrade or go down for the time that her husband dies. And she kind of says, if something is wrong, may God continue to do these things to me, and death will separate us. Well, what happens to Ruth later on? She does get married, but Boaz dies. When does Boaz die? Within a matter of hours after they get married. All of this, she goes through all this, she finally gets married, and Boaz dies that night, or into the morning of that night, whatever. Didn't even make a Shevrach. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean? Sure sounds like, doesn't it? Cho Yosef. It'll continue. So we need to be very, very peculiar and very particular, not peculiar, particular and careful to make sure that when we mention these things, these kinds of klolos, that we're ready for what happens. There's an English expression now, it's something, be careful what you ask for because you just might get it, or some words to that effect. She wasn't asked for that, but she uses this strange expression. And then she goes to say, Ki amavis yafrid beini uveinech, because death will be the thing that separates us. Now, why will death separate them? Why will death separate Rus and Naomi? We're going to assume that by then, no matter which sheet to use, she's fully converted 100%. Nice Yiddish girl, right? So where is she going to be buried? Nice Yiddish cemetery, if there is a nice cemetery, but she's going to be buried in a cemetery. And so is Naomi, right? I mean, what's going to separate them now? Why will death separate them? What's going to happen now that the death will separate them? So the Malbim says, interesting piece. Because we take that in kind of in an odd way. Aren't we willing to say at this point, okay, Rus, you've proved yourself. You answered all the questions. You heard the halachas. We're going to see in a minute something else that she did. Everything else is good and well. In fact, other than the fact that people are separated in death in the sense that they don't speak anymore, one's alive, maybe one dies, they're not going to be separate because in the end, they're going to be in the place. They're going to be in the same place. So what does it mean? She says, and the Malbim says, that Ruth is saying, Hamavis yasim hevdil gadol beinenu. Death will make a big difference between us. Why? Sha'agam shebechayim davaktim. I cleaved unto you. I became part of your family. V'shagam sha'adas hifrid beinenu. And even though we had a different religion at the beginning, haynu mechuburim yachad bi'ahava. My love for you as my mother-in-law has brought us together. Why? Ki at tidbak belokea ruchos vaniya ye nitcha bein mechitzas evde gilulim. In the ultimate world to come, unless this is right, unless I make this right, you're going to end up, you know, in the very simple. You'll enter the Jewish cemetery on the non-Jewish cemetery. It doesn't mean cemetery here, though. But in the world to come, I'll be with the Jews. You'll be with the Jews, and I won't be. Lachain avakesh liyizgaer, shazlo nifrad gam b'mavas. Please, finalize my conversion. Finalize my conversion so that we really and truly will be together. Otherwise, as we would say it in this kind of a offhand way that we would say it today, we'll be in different sections. And she's not saying that. We'll be in different worlds. We'll be in different worlds in the world to come. Ubidvareha, and when she saw that, Galsa kikvar nechonim beliba kol yisode ha'amuna mitzias Hashem b'achdusai. And this was the final test, although the Mefarsh says even more. This was the final demonstration. She showed not only does she want to be a Jew, but olam hazeh, she wants to be a Jew in the world to come. In the ultimate place, she wants to be there as well. So she says, please, just finish this conversion. Teres Yisrael, umanhigom, that's me. Vasher telich, all those things. I want to be with you. I want to be in your way. I believe in everything. Emina ba'ashras ha'nefesh, v'shar v'oynesh, alaylam haba, uv'tchias ha'mesim. Here is a giyaris, a true giyaris. When you participate, if you ever had the chance to participate or hear about someone's experience who went through a conversion, the questions that are asked by the persons who are doing the asking, the difficult questions or questions for people who were born Jews are hard to answer. You know, do you believe in Tchias HaMesim? Yes. Why? How? Those are not easy questions, you know. That's not, you keep kosher, yeah, I keep kosher. How do you do it? I separate milk and meat, I wait hours. Those are easy, right? Do you believe in the oneness of God? Well, how does that affect your everyday life? How does it affect your everyday life? It's part of your life. It's part of everything you do. So the person who stands to be a candidate for conversion has to answer a lot of difficult questions. She's showing that she already believes in Tchias HaMesim, Olam Hazeh, Schar V'Einish, Olam Haba. And she wants to be exactly where Naomi is. So Naomi says back to her, do mitzvahs. Do Torah mitzvahs. Because that, the reward that we get in the world to come is based on our Torah mitzvahs, is do Torah mitzvahs. That's the way. And that's the way that death won't separate us. But, as we could imagine, there's yet another idea. In the next pasuk, it says, this is really a beautiful drasha connected to what we learned last week. Vatera ki misametzes hi loleches ito. And she saw, she now is Naomi, that Rus was misametzes, standing firm, committed, almost stubborn, hi loleches ito, to go with her. What does that mean exactly? Norah Pshat, you would say she was determined. She was set up. She was ready to go. She wasn't steadfast. Any one of these nice words you would have used to say that, right? There is another possibility, as always. Do you remember that Rashi had said earlier, in trying to predict, project. What was the question that Naomi asked Rus, which gave Rus the answer, whither thou goest? Wherever you go, I will go. Because all we got was the answers. Where you go, I'll go. Where you sleep, I sleep. Where you walk, where I walk. God is my God. Where you die, I'll die, and so forth. What was the question Rashi told us that generated that answer? You know, Rus, there is such a thing as a Tchum Shabbos. And it can only go a certain distance. So Rus answered, okay, fine. She didn't say negative, I won't do that. She said, fine, wherever you go, I'll go. Now, we also learned in the Medrash, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Avru al Shura Sadin, V'holchu B'yontif. In this trip, back from Moab to Beis Lechem Yehuda, they went on Yontif. Why? Why were they going outside the Tchum on Yontif? Why were they traveling, going this journey on Yontif? The Mefarshim say, Matzu lohen schus la'sos davar zeh machmas pekuach nefesh, or mishum mitzvahs yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Either pekuach nefesh. What does pekuach nefesh mean here? Remember, we've got two women, one older, one younger, no shoes, which means they don't have any weapons, nothing to protect themselves with, probably limited clothing. They are tremendously vulnerable. They're vulnerable to attack from highwaymen, thieves, who although would have found that they had no material possessions, they're women, they could have been attacked, beaten, who knows what. They're vulnerable to the hot sun, the desert. Their feet are suffering from walking on hot sand with no shoes. There are wild animals. Whatever it was that felt right about this, she justified, we're going to go forward because of pikuach nefesh. We're going to go forward because of pikuach nefesh. Rus doesn't know anything about it. So she explains to her all the halaws, all the halachas of the tchum, how far you're allowed to go and all what you should do. And after she told her that, also let's say, schutz l'tchum Shabbos, Kasha l'Rus l'aleches. Oh, you'd b'derech ima. Rus says, wait a minute. You just told me it's a veira. I'm not doing that. Kivan sheyodal iser tchumim. I'm not going. Shabbos? Yontef? I'm not going outside the tchum. See what happens if you have a Baal Tshuva. You make them too religious. They're more religious than you. See, he says, what? I can't go. This to Naomi was the final test. So it says, Ki misametz esi lelechas ito, machmas, not that she was resolved to go with Naomi, adaraba, machmas yiras ha'avera. She was steadfast in going, meaning in not going, because she just learned it's an avera to do that. Hanu shalichos ha'isa bekoshi. She stood firm, she didn't want to go. When Naomi saw that, Yadosh shekabolas gerusa loisa kalabeno. She saw that Rus was certainly not taking this lightly. She was taking it very seriously. Misametzes hi lalechas. She was standing firm not to go from going. She still will stay in her desert till Shabbos or Yom Tov. So that to her, meyaz chodlo l'teinimo. And from that point on, what does the next word say in the pasuk? Vatechdal lidaber eleho. She would no longer speak to her about the subject. She said, you know, at this point, you are a full Jew. I have no ability to convince you anymore. I have no reason to try to dissuade you anymore. You have proven in everything that you have said and done, you have proven that you truly are accepting upon yourself all the things that a Jewish person should do. And as a result, Vatechdal l'daber eleha. She's no longer going to speak about it. Yes?
So we learned that in that time that you didn't have to immerse in a mikveh or in a bez din.
Well, we are still left with those issues. We know that the famous Rabbi Meir says, Lohid Bilom, that Machal Mechilion didn't immerse them. Lo Gaidim didn't go through a formal ceremony. So, yes, we're left. That is a question. We are still left with that. But certainly, she was able to go forward and do what she had to do and demonstrate her emunah. Now, the beginning of this pasuk, which says right before, the end of the priesthood, right before this standing firm, says the only thing that can separate us is death. Well, on one level, that is somewhat of a truism, right? If two people are standing alive, and unless they're killed, Rachmana Litzlan, in a simultaneous, a car accident or a crash or something together, that's what happens. Everyone in life who interacts with somebody else supposes, and is usually right, that one of those persons is going to die first. Lav dafka in the way you expect, at the time you expect, how you expect, in the order you expect. But people talk about the loss of a spouse, right? When spouses are married, each knows that one's going to go first. You don't know which one, again, except of a plane crash. You don't know which or how or why, and you don't want to think about it, but it's going to happen. This is a strange thing in a way. She says only death is going to separate us. Well, obviously, what does this add to the inquiry? We learned this from another halacha. Maybe Rus was coming to be a ger toshav. Maybe she's coming to be a ger toshav and does everything but the last step to the conversion. What happens if the ger toshav retracts before the final benoah? What does he do? What happens if he retracts just before the last statement? Actually gets killed. So she wants to say there, only my being killed, my death in that way, would be the only thing that would separate us. Otherwise, we're together for life.
Wait, doesn't Ruth's famous speech, hate the idea of a Ger Torah Shabbos. Doesn't sound like Kabbalah's mitzvah of an actual Ger Torah.
100%. But what she's saying is, if Mama, whatever I don't know if she called her Mom or Shviger, I don't know if she called her Shviger in those days, but whatever she called her, she said, even if all of the above, none of the above, part of the above didn't convince you, and you think that I'm even that isn't going to happen. I'm never going to retract that. Okay, so she vatechta ledaberi eleha. He doesn't speak anymore. And now what about that subject? And now what happens? Vatelachna shtehem. The two of them are going together. What does shtehem mean? The two of them? Sounds like they're both equal. Before, remember we had earlier on that it said that Naomi was going and they were going with her. I can't find the pasuk this fast. She was going with her. But now they're going together. Yeah, shteichel sal yima. In other words, she was going, thank you. She was going, and the daughter-in-laws were with her, right? What does it say in Parshas Akedah? Ve'echu shneihem yachdov. The two of them are of one mind, they go together. We don't have the yachdov, but v'telachna shteihem. They were together, just the two of them. Now, it tells us something else. The previous Mrs. Naomi, when she would travel, when she would go someplace, what would she have with her? An entourage. She's got servants and whatever, don't ask, right? This was Naomi. So when she went, she went. She went with a whole group of people. There was never a time when they weren't together. And here, it's just her and Ruth, without anyone else. It says, and they came together, they went together, until, Boana probably means they're coming. Maybe to Jaron, they're coming to Beis Lechem. Comma, but there isn't a comma, there's a revi on the trap. Vayikavona Beis Lechem. Did I forget where they were going? There's only one word to go. Why did I have to have it twice? Why did they need the kofa loshon of Boana Beis Lechem? We say the Yetzias Tzadik Oser Roshem. When a Tzadik leaves a place, he makes its mark. The place goes down. Why? Because the Kedusha leaves, the Ziv leaves, the Hadar leaves. But the Tzadik arriving also has the ability to make a Roshem. Whenever you see a town preparing for the arrival of a great Rebbe, a great scholar, some important person, they put up a banner, Tzadik Balair. Tzadik Balair. Tzadik Balair also be also Roshem. He also makes a Roshem. So they came to say that when they returned, they made a Roshem. The arrival of Naomi's back, and everyone's going to come out to greet them, it made a Roshem on the city. Perhaps it didn't make quite the Roshem in the way that Naomi had expected. Because you remember at the end of the Pasuk, Vateyam kolayir aleim atomar hazos Naomi. Is this Naomi? When she went out of there, when she went out of that place, she was the queen, not exactly, but like a queen. With servants and possessions and a husband and a family. And now, remember it says, Anim le'ah halachti. When she went out, she was expecting even. She had two sons already. She was expecting. They had their animals, their herds, their wealth, which they didn't want to share. And there were people at the time who said about them, you're leaving here with all of these things, leaving us to suffer? And they gave them a certain hex or a certain forewarning. When you come back, you're going to come back different than you left. So they're coming back empty, yet the city has recovered, right? Why are they coming back in the first place? They're coming back in the first place because they heard God has ended the famine, whatever the trouble was, and things are better. So everyone else was doing badly, they're doing great, and they leave. And now kind of as a mida connected mida, they come back. Well, it's an exciting day in that town. It's an exciting day. A lot going on in that town that day. It's kind of a mixed a bag of emotions. What happened that day? First thing is, everybody's out because Boaz's wife is gone. She died. But at the same time, what else was happening that day? He was in the process of marrying off all his children. All of them. Big numbers, 30 children. Marrying them all off. Didn't seem to want to wait very long. Everything is happening. Why is he marrying off his children right away? He said that it's nahug b'chol tfutzas Yisrael. It's customary among the Jewish people. It's not a din, because you see that it happens, obviously. That if a person is nizalman, if a man is widowed, right, he becomes a widower, he doesn't marry off his children. He doesn't remarry until he marries off his children. So he became a widower. He can't remarry until he marries off his children. So what does he do? He marries them all off. He marries them all off. He gets them off at one time. Rus Rabba, the Medrash says, Evtsin, which was the other name for Boaz, it says in Rus Rabba, Gimel Vav, you'll look at it. Hayamesi es b'naisav oisa yoyim. She'osa nisuim, the Gemara says, she'osa nisuim l'shloishim banav l'shloishim b'naisav. He says, why? It's a yediyah chashuva that what? He would marry them off. Kivin devoaz alman hoya. He says in Maseches Ksuvos, and we have such a custom, and we learned it by Avraham, we learned it in other places, that you don't hayachayev lahasiyam koydim sheyisa hu acheres. That he wanted to make sure that he would marry them off. He refers to it as this, Derech Eretz, Shemi Shemesa Ishta, even Ichulai Bonim, Yisiem Kodim, Shisa Cheres. That you should marry off your children before you remarry. So that's the day, okay? So we're up to the day that Boaz is, I don't know, celebrating, is commemorating the funeral, the passing of his wife, the marriage of his children. And this is the day that Rus and Naomi return to town. Does Boaz have some inkling that I better get my kids married off because this Ruth is coming, is my intended? I don't know. He did meet her already once, but we'll see that next time. We won't meet tomorrow, so again next Monday. Everyone should have a good Yom Tov and enjoy the Messiah.